Sports presents Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
Another episode of Betting Bites, a fantastic show coming up here in just a few short minutes. Ravi Lula will be filling in for Andrew Rogers, who is, I don't know, probably still getting recovering from the Pinnacle Bank Championships, which is getting into a few extras in terms of time. So how about that? Good show today. We'll kind of preview, we'll talk a little bit of the Big Ten West. We'll talk to Scott Docterman, hopefully get an update on Cade McNamara, and we'll also talk to Tom Dienhart and Purdue. Two teams, certainly Purdue, that have been kind of besieged by injuries in the offseason. Iowa, sounds like McNamara may be okay, but very critical just to kind of show you how fragile camp can be, where you want to get after it, you want toughness, you want good rigor, as I like to say, but you got to keep guys healthy too. That's part of it. I know some Nebraska fans feel they're a little bit snake bitten, right, with some of the injuries that have been sustained over the last few years, and it hasn't been glowing thus far, right, with Teddy Prochazka and Marcus Washington and some other guys kind of dinged. A few coming off of injuries like Boodle and Henrich, and then of the apparent loss of Xavier Betts, which wasn't an injury, but just let you know kind of in a hurry how it can go away. So who steps up, right? I mean, with a relatively inexperienced wide receiver room, with the exceptions of your top three, because I think between Marcus Washington, Billy Kemp, and Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, you do have some returning production, although IGC missed the majority of last year. You know, he's a guy that's been productive. Kemp's been productive. Marcus Washington has been productive. So, you know, Coach Rule talks about opportunities and kind of the next man up philosophy. And I think the real key, because I talk about it all the time, when guys don't need babysitters, right? Yeah, I say, oh, you know, he doesn't need a babysitter. That's a lot of playing big time college sports, where you can do the right things day after day after day without anybody having to prod you. And I think if Nebraska can do that, it will be about who can show up. It is simply keep showing up. Who can get multiple practice reps in multiple days in a row, where you get 40, 50 reps a day, whether it be 7-on-7 or Skelly or team or whatever. Like, that's a deal that I think those that can keep showing up will benefit. Because not only is it just about getting reps and knowledge, football is a game of attrition. And sometimes just being available, like, is a separator. You know, I look at guys like Isaac Gifford in a room where some guys on that back end, whether it's been departure or been a little dinged or not full go, I mean, that's reps for somebody else, and just his simple consistency. Yeah, we know he's got elite level toughness and he's got a good grasp of what's going on around him, and he's a much better athlete than people give him, than have previously given him credit for. Even though he's a tremendous tester, that doesn't always correlate. He continues to show up. Ethan Piper is a guy that continually shows up and is going to put himself in position to win a starting job. And I know we joke about it, and it's kind of become a little bit of a punchline, but especially in 2023, different era, the ability to simply be available is arguably the most important ability, right? The best ability is availability. We've heard that. We talk about it. People say it all the time, but I truly believe that to be the case. And Coach Rule kind of echoed those sentiments last week. Remember the clip? He's not going to change game week just to win a game. He's going with the real ones. And that's simply code for I'm going with the guys that I can trust. Situationally, I'm not going to compromise just because somebody may have a little more talent. I want reliability and I want dependability. And a lot of that starts with availability. And there's a lot of illities in there, but one of the things that I didn't say is ability. Because I just think this staff is supremely confident in their development. And I was talking about this with Ravi yesterday when he was asking some probing questions about, you know, who's up next and what potentially who could have some breakthroughs. And I couldn't help but to keep coming back to whomever's available has an opportunity, right? Because, you know, I say this all the time at the high school level. If you just outlast your competitors, eventually they'll quit. Like, that's just where I think we're at. A lot of times things get tough and gets a little murky. I talked yesterday with Ravi about Coach Samuel saying, you know, way back when in the 90s, you know, what's your 70% like? You know, you're not always going to be 100%. What are you like at 70, 75%? Are you still emptying the tank? Or are you still available? Because that's part of it. Because football, you know, once camp starts, you almost don't have any healthy days. You have days that you manage. Some days you feel better than others. But like 100% healthy, it just doesn't happen a ton. You know, so they talk about rest and recovery and what's going on in the new facility. And that, like, that's important, because I think if you can continue to be there day after day, they're very confident that they'll teach you what you need to know. You just have to be present and accounted for to give yourself an opportunity. So the remainder of fall camp is going to be interesting, because remember, Nebraska's got about 3 weeks, and that's less than 3 weeks now. That's not a ton of time. So I think when you're trying to get ready and you're going to have to play some young guys in some key spots and you're trying to break in a new starting quarterback, and there's a lot of those positions. I think the repetition of just showing up will be met by the fact that I think they're pretty good teachers. Now, how many wins will that yield? That remains to be seen. But over time, I think if you possess the ability to hang in there and come to work every day, they're supremely confident that they'll do the rest. We'll see what that means come the opener on Thursday against Minnesota, because who's available and who's been a real one is who they're going to ride with. However you get us, make sure you're a part of what we do. Stick around for Coffee and Cream coming up here in just a few minutes. Catch us on Apple, Google, Spotify. Those replay pages are fantastic. My man Shane Schillerberg gets them up and running. Give my man at Ravi Lula, R.A. Lula, I believe he is, on Twitter. Give him a follow. Coffee and Cream coming up next. It's another episode of Benning Bites.